For this Tuesday, November 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Investigators here in Posey County are working to determine what sparked a house fire on Sunday morning. Mount Vernon firefighters say they were called just before 11 a.m. to a home in the 500 block of Pearl Street. When crews arrived, they found heavy flames and quickly upgraded the incident to a two-alarm fire. Firefighters were able to bring the blaze under control within minutes. The Indiana State Fire Marshal's office is now assisting in the investigation. The Evansville Westside Nutclub has shared some numbers about this year's fall festival. Leaders say cell phone data was used to determine more than 280,000 people attended the festival. They say that's up more than 47,000 from 2024. Westside Nutclub members say the festival had an economic impact of $8.3 million. That number includes $3.8 million in food booth sales from nonprofit groups. Leaders say 28 of the booths broke their record sales. Vandenberg County Coroner's Office officials say they have identified the 14-year-old that was killed in a crash on Sunday in Evansville. According to a press release, the victim is Alexander Hessler. The accident happened near the intersection of Orchard Road and Hillside Road. Authorities say the call came in around 3:30 Sunday afternoon. They say the vehicle was going eastbound on Orchard Road when it went over the hill, became airborne around 50 feet, got stuck in a tree, and then stopped in the roadway. They say Hessler was ejected from the vehicle's rear passenger window and later died. Hessler went to Wrights High School and was a member of the football team. The driver and three other passengers had minor injuries. The investigation is ongoing. Last night in local college sports, USI women's basketball breezed past Indiana University East at home 87-32. Chloe Gannon led the Screaming Eagles with 16 points. USI women's basketball improves to 3-1. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers lost their eighth straight game in Detroit versus the Pistons 127-112. Pascal Siakam scored 29 points and Benedict Mathurin added 25 points in the loss. The Pacers are 1-13 on the season and they return home tomorrow evening to play the Charlotte Hornets. Coming up tonight in local high school sports, North Posey girls basketball takes on Edwards County, Illinois at home. The JV game's at 5:30 and the varsity game at 7 o'clock. The Lady Vikings varsity team is 1-1 on the year. From the local college sports scene this evening, Evansville men's basketball has a home game at Ford Center at 7 o'clock as they welcome UT Arlington. The Purple Aces have a record of 2-2. Also in men's college basketball tonight, 12th-ranked Kentucky battles 17th-ranked Michigan State in New York at Madison Square Garden at 5:30. The Cats are 3-1. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, November 18th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Your weather forecast is next.